What's up, guys? DJ ESG Season 7, Honest Wedding Advice. And this season, this time around, I'm taking blogs from around the world and I'm dissecting them down to my thoughts and telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. What I mean by that, a lot of people say, all right, here's what I'm writing down on paper. Here's what I'm giving to brides, or here's what I'm giving to grooms or couples. And this is what it is. You know, it's like, no, stop telling people what they want to hear. Tell them what they need to hear. You all this yes, 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 yesing them to death is what's causing this industry to take a shit. So let's go. Ready? When giving a maid of honor speech, it's important to speak from the heart and share meaningful anecdotes and sentiments about the bride. Well, yeah, I would think that's a given. I would think that, yeah, you walk up there and you say nice things about the bride, and that's, you know, pretty much where you need to be. Why would you say anything stupid? Here are some key elements you might include. Introduction. Introduce yourself and your relationship with the bride. Well, that's why when I walk up on the microphone, I really don't tell anybody who these people are that are talking, because I know the first line of their sentence is, hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm the bride's sister. What's the point of me saying 3 seconds earlier, this is Sarah, this is the bride's sister, who's just going to say it again to you 3 seconds after that? Express the gratitude for being chosen as the maid of honor. Well, yes, that would be very nice of you to say thank you, to acknowledge the fact that you were chosen over either one other person or 6 other people, whatever that reasoning may have been. Personal anecdotes. Share stories or memories that highlight the special bond you share with the bride. No, you do not want to share stories in front of all these people that don't know the story or weren't there when the story happened. If it's something that everybody can relate to, that's one thing. But something that happened in the 6th grade hallway between you and little Tony Mullins, that's nothing that anybody needs to be aware of because nobody knows what you're talking about. It's like when people have conversations at a dinner table and there's 7 people or 8 people and only 2 people are talking and the other 6 are like, what's going on? Because they have no clue what you're talking about. No, don't do that. Don't do that at all. Focus on positive and heartfelt moments that showcase her character, kindness, and humor. That's sweet. Say some nice things about your friend or cousin or family member, you know? But isn't that a given? What are you going to trash her? Come on. Praise and compliments. Talk about the qualities that make the bride exceptional. Well, talk about how beautiful she is and how wonderful she looks and how amazing she is today and the character and everything that leads up to it, her personality, her smarts. Yes, you can say all those things. Absolutely. Highlight her strengths, achievements, and impact she had on your life and others around her. This is where people drag out their speeches, where they start going on and on and on and on about everything in life that nobody understands or nobody needs to know about. You say a couple nice things, very vague, very open, that everybody gets, almost like an award speech, and then you go from there. You don't have to talk about in detail every single thing that happened between the two of you growing up and everything that happened in high school or college, because basically nobody else was there to understand what you're talking about. So it's kind of a conversation between 2 people in front of 150 who are like, huh? That's what makes a bad movie a bad movie. You don't know what's going on and you can't follow the dialogue. Acknowledge the groom. Okay, that's up to you. Welcome the groom to your life and express your happiness for the couple. If you're really interested in the groom, or if it's 2 brides, or if it's 2 grooms, and you're really interested in saying some nice things about the other half of the equation, please, by all means, do so, and say something nice about their parents, too. You know, I see a lot of times maids of honor just forget to talk about the groom's parents. Or the groom's family, they just say, hey, the groom's great, done. Always remember in that speech, just acknowledge everybody. You don't have to acknowledge individual people, but just throw it out there, so that way at least you're covered. Share any positive experiences you've had with the groom and commend him for his love and support to the bride. Now, did you just laugh at that? Did you just LOL that? A lot of people say to me, he's just an oddball, he's just a character. Well, then say that. Say he's just a weird dude. I mean, some guys are just weird dudes. You know, and some guys are normal. Like, I'm a weird dude. My wife sat there in front of me during our vows and she said, very nice things, and then I flipped it on her and I was just very strange. You can say whatever you want, but you know, it can be funny, it can be serious. Get to the point, get out of it. Well wishes. Offer your heartfelt congratulations and best wishes for the future together. I would think that would be a given too, but yes, get that out of the way. Maybe do a one-liner on it. You know, if you've been married yourself, share any advice or wisdom that you think would work. If you haven't been married, be quiet because they understand why you're not married. Either you're not old enough yet or it's just not your thing. And then in closing, end with a heartfelt toast to the couple, raising a glass to their love and happiness. Yeah, that's cool. You don't have to both do it. You know, one of you pick whoever's doing the speeches. Say, listen, at the end of the speeches, you do the glass raise or you do this, because you don't have to have 3 or 4 different people raise your glass at the end of a speech for the brides or the grooms or the bride and groom or the couple. One person can do it for everybody. Express your love and support for them as they begin this new chapter in their lives. If you don't have love and support to give them, then what the fuck are you doing there at their wedding, and why are you part of their bridal party? So, yeah, definitely do that. That'd be great. Remember, at the end of the day, to keep your speech sincere, concise, and appropriate for the occasion. Speak clearly and confidently, and don't forget to breathe and take your time. Most importantly, let your love and affection for the bride and groom shine through in your words. 5 minutes or less, don't run on, don't get hammered before you do it, and trust me, if you write something down and you have it, even if at the moment you don't want to use it, at least keep it out so you don't go off track and start talking about things that make no sense. This is how speeches run on and run on and run on and run on. Short, simple, sweet, done. Trust me, it's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out.
Do you you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control, so I better hold. Sometimes my